We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Healthcare workers at Mount Sinai gathered in front of the hospital today to protest what they say is a lack of protective equipment.
Trey Kwan is an intensive care nurse at Mount Sinai. She says that without enough masks and surgical gowns, she and others are at risk. And it's not so much herself that she worries about.
Many of my coworkers are immunocompromised, have medical conditions, have elderly parents at home. I'm more worried for them.
And as is the case with other hospitals, Kwan says Mount Sinai staff is forced to reuse gowns and N25 masks. They're being told to re-sterilize those masks.
I'm quite dubious of that process because it's been very ad hoc and very abrupt.
Mount Sinai says their number one mission is keeping staff and patients safe. The hospital system saying it's moving heaven and earth to acquire enough protective equipment. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.